the president of the Philadelphia Phillies, the one and only Pat Gillick. Mr. Gillick, thank you for joining us today in Baseball Central.
Nice to be with you, Jeff, and Kevin. I'm just a little bit late here, but...
That's all right.
It's okay.
I know you guys are there for a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, we're here for a while. We're here. We'll be here for as long as you're here, Pat. Pat, I wanted to ask you before we start talking about just generally the state of the Phillies and things of that nature. Just tell us a little bit about the two kids that the Jays are going to see in this series, and Aaron Nola and Adam Morgan.
Well, I think the Blue Jays haven't lost for a while, and one of the games I think we split up there, and Adam pitched against the Jays up in Toronto when we were up there for a two-game series, and he's basically he's a command guy. He's got to hit his spots. If he hits his spots and changes speeds, he's fine. If he misses his spots and gets the ball too centered, then he's got a problem. So. It all depends, in that particular night and the day he's pitching, if he's hitting his spots. If he is, he can be tough. If not, he runs into some trouble. The other guy tonight is a low arm. He has a low arm slot. He's not sidearm, but he's a low three quarter, and he's a guy that comes right at you. Pitches on both sides of the plate, and he's got three pitches, fastball, curveball, and a change, and he's very composed and a very good competitor. I expect this should be a good ball game tonight. Our guys usually, our younger people, usually have a problem with a guy like Dickey, so we might have a problem scoring some runs, but it should be a good game. And he's got a chance to be a very good pitcher. I think probably, as he said, the total fans in Toronto. He was at LSU last year. He pitched a little bit last season with us in the minor leagues. He started in Double A, pitched at Double A and Triple A in 2015, and he's been up here and had about six or seven starts with us at the moment.
Hey, Pat, where are the Phillies right now? How would you describe where this team is? You've got some young pitching. We're going to see Aaron Nola tonight. It's a team in transition, I think. We know Cole Hamels' deal was done. You got some good young players out of that. Chase Utley, we don't know what's going to happen with Chase Utley, but where is this team right now in your mind?
We're about where we thought we'd be. Right now I guess we've got the worst record in baseball, but mm-hmm. We anticipated that we were going to be sub 500, that probably our win total, if we were fortunate, would be in the 60s. But we're very, very happy with the progress of our younger players, Franco, Galvez, Hernandez, Nola, Herrera, the center fielder. And we've got some good kids in the minor leagues. So I would think probably at this point we're 2 years away. Give us 16 and 17 and maybe 18, we're going to be more competitive. But I would think right now we're going to probably be down for the next two seasons. But again, we won five straight division titles between 2007 and 2011. So consequently, there's a transitioning, there's a change over here. And so we're in the midst of it right now. Until our young people get their feet on the ground, it's going to be a little bit of rough sledding. But I think 2 years from now, say in 2018, we should have a pretty competitive club.
Pat, you said all the young guys in the transition you're going through. Is there one older veteran guy on your club that you can hold your hat on or your throw your coat on, so to speak, to say to the young guys, this is the way the Phillies do it on an everyday basis? Is there one guy in the organization or maybe one guy you're looking towards to maybe picking up?
Yeah, the guy that's the best example is probably Chase Utley, and there's been a lot of conversation about Chase leaving Philadelphia. At this point, he's still a Philly, and it appears that he's going to be a Philly to the end of the season at least. But he's one of those guys, is very quiet, very quiet individual, but is one of those leads by example type of people, gives you everything on the field, both offensively and defensively, and he's certainly a player that, our younger players can look up to. So Chase is really at the, even though he's been out a long period of time this season with injuries, he's kind of the face of our club at the moment from a veteran standpoint.
Hey, Pat, this was such a good team. Did it just get old? How did this happen? Because I mean, I remember covering them during the World Series years when you were there, and I remember even the follow-up years. It just seemed like it was no team's built to last forever, Pat. But it seemed like there was going to be a sustained run there.
Well, part of it, and again, you can't hide behind it, but it's a fact. It was injuries. Mm-hmm. If you remember, the last game of the 2011 season is when Brian Howard tore his Achilles up.
Right.
And since then, Brian hasn't been the same player he was after going through 2011. And Chase has had some different difficulties. When you lose two bats, I mean, here was two guys who probably between them conservatively hit 70 home runs a year.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have Howard in the 40 to 50 range, and he had Chase was 25, 30. You lose 70 home runs out of your lineup, that's a lot of offense to pick up. So consequently, and I don't think following those injuries, I don't think they came back as well as they were prior to the injuries. So it was a combination of injuries, and it was a combination of some of our other players. There was a skill decline. So anyway, it is what it is, and it's behind us, and so we're looking ahead. And as I said, I think 2-3 years from now down the line, we're going to be fine.
Pat, when Alex Anthopoulos went out and made the deals he made at the trade deadline, immediately people started drawing comparisons to some of the trades you made. You know, different trades, different era. I get all that, but and I know that Alex is working for another team. But when you sit back and see what Alex did, part of it, and you hear people making comparisons to you, does that give you kind of a tremendous amount of satisfaction to know that people still think so much of you here that, you know, you're kind of the measuring stick for any other general manager?
Well, I appreciate that. I think the trade he made was better than any trade that we made at the deadline. I mean, we made it. We got David Cohn at one point, and we got Ricky Henderson another time. We had Bud Black, but to get two quality players like he did, Price and Tulowitzki, and then he got Hawkins kind of thrown in on the deal. It helps his bullpen. I think it was probably a better deal than while I was in Toronto that we made at the deadline. I think he really excited everybody. He excited had to excite the players. It had to excite the fans. It was a shot in the arm. So I got to give enough but kudos on that move. It was a great move, and he got two quality individuals and two guys that are excellent baseball players.
Pat, let me ask you real quick before we let you go. The every time I think of Philadelphia, I think of the fans and the fan support, and obviously they're used to winning and expect to win. With that being said, is there anything in your mind that goes into the make of a players that you're acquiring to get it ready for 2018? Because I know you when you go into that place and play against the Phillies, it's tough because that fan support is off the charts and they really support their team, but they also are hard on the team when they're not winning. So is there anything on your end that goes into maybe thinking a little bit different outside the box to get younger guys ready to play, say, in 2018?
Absolutely. We do a lot of media training, both in the off season and spring training, just to get our players ready for the media here in Philadelphia. This is a very intense feeling on the East Coast here. It's a much different feeling. I was out on the West Coast with Seattle, and it's a little softer media out there. There isn't the intensity, but we've got a situation here where the Mets are north of us and Washington is south of us. There's some intensity that flows both north and south in this market. The one thing about our fans, they're very knowledgeable, and I think they've been excellent this year from the standpoint of putting up with our team, because I think they know we're headed in the right direction. They bought into our plan. They think that our plan is the correct way to go, and that we finally turned the corner and have decided to go young and to develop new talent. So they've been very supportive. But at the same time, if you go on the field here and you give 100% and you run balls out and they show you're making an effort, you never have trouble with a Philly fan. On the other hand, if that isn't the case, you'll be gone out of town within a week.
Pat, it's always good to talk to you, my friend. You continue to be well, and we'll do this again.
Good. Nice to talk to you. Nice to talk to you, Kevin.